Hi, and welcome to our weekly guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide today. So why do we do these? Well, we believe in a flourishing world where every living entity, person, animal, plant, planet can thrive. And we think that business is a tremendous vehicle, a very powerful vehicle for moving the world in that direction. So we also understand, I was going to say believe, but we understand that it's going to take masterful leadership for businesses to move in that direction. Masterful leadership means leading from your clearest, cleanest place, your essence, your inner wisdom, as we call it, which is not affected by the wants and desires and goods and bads of the ego. So we drop below our ego using remembrance to get to the place inside that actually knows better where the truth and the expansion of possibility exists. And that's the skill, the masterful skill that leaders who are interested in a flourishing future are able to use and access when they're making decisions, when they're leading their team, when they're in their creative state, looking forward to what's next that can make a big difference in the world in a positive way. So we offer this weekly call to give people a chance to practice going into remembrance and accessing that inner wisdom that every one of us as human beings actually has the capacity for. So we hope that this weekly, you know, time in your heart will turn into a daily practice, and that over time you'll realize that you're spending most of your time in your heart and leading from that place versus your head or your ego. So the heart knows the truth, and the head can carry out the instructions of the truth. So that's the right order of things. And we offer this weekly to give you that chance. So tonight, the way the calls work, I'll give you a short teaching topic that's relevant using the remembrance, and then I'll take you in to a remembrance session where you can, you know, have that experience of accessing your inner wisdom. So the teaching tonight is about using the remembrance to prepare for and actually to deliver important conversations, important communications to people on topics that are really, really meaningful and powerful. Those times, those special presentations, those individual meetings around performance that you need to have with people from time to time, the rallying the troops, the preparation for maybe a conversation with a new client. Those are just a few examples. So the remembrance can be tremendous as a preparatory tool for getting to the heart of what you really want to communicate. So let's talk about that a little bit. So let's assume you're going to, we'll use a presentation as the example here. So you're going to be giving a talk to a group of people to whom you wish to transmit something that's of extreme importance to you and will be really, really beneficial for them. How do you get your message across? How do you transmit the actual deepest meaning that will move them in the way that they're meant to? This isn't about talking somebody into it or any kind of manipulation at all. It's just about transmitting the essence of what really matters to you that you believe will be beneficial for your audience. So it's all about giving. It's not about getting. So you start with just sitting in advance, in remembrance, with all these ideas that you've got in your head. The mind is very good at organizing a bunch of information. And the ego can come in and judge it as good, bad, right, wrong. And we want to not pay so much attention to that. What we want to do is drop into our heart using remembrance and say, what is it that I am so interested in here, that I'm so, that's so meaningful to me, that I want this audience to actually get, that I want to transmit to them, and from my heart to their heart, and then it's out of my hands. If I've done that, then they'll do with it what they will. But I really want them to get the meaning behind my words and the experience behind my words that, that I'm having. So you sit in remembrance with this idea of a presentation. What is the main point? What ultimately and essentially do I want to transmit to these people that I'm so, it's so important to me and that I think would be so beneficial to them? What is the key message here? And you just sit quietly in remembrance and listen. And have a notepad nearby. And as you're remembering about what you want to share, you know, and you can tell if it's coming from your heart or your head, your heart's very succinct. It's fewer words, it's very succinct and concrete. And, I don't know how to say it any better than that. Write down what you get. And it might be a few things. So just capture it all. And then sit back and sit with that for a little bit and see what comes to you. The words will come if you're in your heart and really listening deeply to the essence of the meaning that you want to transmit. So it will come in, you'll embody your message is what actually will happen. And so it will be very easy to communicate it because it's inside you. It's not in your head so much as it's in all of you. And your entire presence will transmit what you care about. Your body language will be shifted. The words that come out of your mouth will be more articulate and clear. And you'll be connecting with the people that are sitting in front of you as you embody this message that's really important to you to get across. So that's step one, you prepare. And then as you're getting ready for the event in this presentation, then you want to maybe, depending on the importance of it, you might want to try it out on a chosen group of people, maybe 4 to 6 people that you care about that you are going to request that they listen to your message, and they, because you want to get their reaction to what you think is a pretty clear message that you are embodying now. And so you spend you gather these people, spend a minute in remembrance to really reconnect, and then you share. And you can actually have a little, not a script, but a bullet point list that covers the main, well, there's a main theme. There may be points that build to that theme and that provide examples of the theme that you want to share with the group. So you try your talk out on them and listen to their feedback. And it's not about you being a good or bad speaker. It's about really hearing what worked and what could be refined so that your message is even more powerful and more clear when you actually give it. So now it's D-Day, it's H-Hour, it's time to give your talk. So spend another 5 or 10 minutes before you go out in front of the group that you're presenting to, in remembrance again, to reconnect one more time with the deepest, most powerful message that you really want to transmit. And extend your heart out to the group before you go out on stage to feel their hearts and to begin to create the connection with the audience, so that when you do step out there, you're already with them and they're already with you, even though not a word has been spoken yet. And then when you step out in front, you'll be ready. So, and then whatever happens after that happens, it's not up to you. Your job is to be as clear as you can in your heart and to connect with that essential message that is so important to you. And you want to transmit this So you want to reconnect with that message and transmit it to the group that you're with. I had my recording stopped there, so this sounded a little jumpy here or not in sync with the last minute or so of my talking. It's because my fingers got lost on my on my program. So anyway, the bottom line is sit in remembrance to discern the essence of the message you want to transmit. Embody it with using remembrance so it's just in you. Try it out on a small group to get their response and reaction and fine-tune from there. And then use remembrance again in preparation, like the 5 minutes or 10 minutes before you're actually going to go out in front of the group, so you can once again be as deeply connected to your message and to the hearts of those in front of you as you walk out there. And then from there, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. But you've done everything that you needed to do in order for the message you want to transmit to be transmitted. So let's try this out. Let's go into remembrance. We always start where we are. We're human beings, and we are made of clay and spirit. We're unique in creation in that regard. So on the clay part, the human physical emotional and mental part, let's see what our status is, our state of being right now. It's nice to know where we're coming from, and then we can compare back to after we do the session. So bring your attention into your body. Really helps to, let's start with your feet, the bottom of your feet, where they're connected to the floor, your rear end where you're sitting. I recommend sitting, not laying down. Your back against the chair or wall if you're on the floor. And just notice those connection points. This is where you're connecting with the earth. And notice the effects of gravity on your physical being. It might feel a little heavy in your shoulders and in your seat, and just go with that. As you feel in, you can let yourself relax. You may notice you're holding tension in certain areas of your body, shoulders, chest, throat, are areas where people, and I'm one of them, tend to hold tension. And notice that, relax your gut. All right, good. Bringing your attention in the back to your feet. If you tune in, you'll notice that there's another thing going on. There's a different connection, a more subtle connection. It's an energetic connection. For me, it feels like kind of an electrical connection, a vibration that's like electricity through the bottom of my feet into my body. So this is that flow of energy that exists all the time that we're part of. So follow that up your legs. You'll notice it feels different in different parts of your body, into your torso, through your gluteal muscles and sits bones and genitals, into your lower belly, in your stomach area, your lower back, middle back, solar plexus, upper back and shoulders, chest, neck, throat, your face, your chin, cheeks, your mouth, nose, nostrils, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, and scalp. Notice how it's flowing, and if it's constricted or blocked anywhere, it's good information to have. But stepping back, you can kind of take in the whole package, the skeleton, the muscles, the electrical system, your nervous system, this energetic flow, and get a sense of where you're at. And where you notice, again, the tension in your physical being, you can just relax it, just let go. It'll help you drop in. All right, now let's check our emotional state. So you're listening now, and whatever's happened before this is, you know, there's been stuff, and we've probably been in our head most of the time, reacting to things that are coming at us. So what is your emotional state? Sad, glad, mad, scared, or variations of that? Strong or subtle? Just tune in, see if you get a sense. And all this is interwoven. Our emotions affect our physicality. Our physical state affects our emotions and our mental activity, which is where we're going to go next. This is where our thoughts are. We spend a lot of our time. So not so, I don't want you to connect into the content, but the activity level in your mind and the quality of that activity. So it might be very calm and smooth. It might be very scattered and distracted, somewhere in between. And by quality, I mean, what is the effect of it? Is it bringing you, is it enliven you? Does it calm you? Does it deaden you? Or bring you down? Somewhere on that spectrum. The mind is, generates thoughts of the past, the present, and the future. We tend to live in either the past or the present, the past or the future. And what's happening now, our ego wants to predict the future from, even though we're not there yet, or it wants to revisit the past. And tell us why we're feeling what we're feeling right now and how that's going to affect us going forward. But really, and this is what remembrance is about, all we really have is the present. All we really have is the right now. So we're just checking on the right now in our physical, emotional, and mental state. Okay, so now you got a good sense of your state of being in that way. Let's check our spiritual state, which is in our heart. But to get there, let's use our breath. So I want you to take a big deep breath to the count of four and hold that at the top of your inhalation for the count of four. And then we'll exhale for four and we'll hold at the bottom for four. All right, here we go. Do that two more times. And when you exhale, just allow yourself to drop in. Let go, drop in to your inner world. Okay, here we go. Two more times. Okay, so now we're going to check in on the state of your heart, which is the spiritual center of your being. So imagine you're a couple inches below your sternum, in your chest, the center of your sternum, and your spiritual heart is there. What is the state of your heart? Is it open and soft and receptive? Or is there some rigidity and closing? How open, how soft, how receptive, how ready to receive is your heart right now? No good or bad, no right or wrong. It's just information. And practice noticing. Trust what you get. Does your heart have a weight? Does it feel heavy or light? Is there a sense of lightness and darkness? Okay, so what we're going to do, the process of remembrance is to, no matter where we're starting from, you might be closed up tight, might be like a manhole cover in the street in terms of openness of your heart, but the process of remembrance is about allowing your heart to open and receive. So let us now add the remembrance. This is your word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need. It's available 24 hours a day, in every moment, constant, everlasting, always there, to support you and give you whatever you need. All you need to do is be open to receive and to ask for help as we, with access to this source, we are able to get everything that we need. It's always available. So begin to add your remembrance into your heart and let go, drop in, and repeat the word or phrase over and over, allowing your heart to open. Keep going, softening, deepening, letting go, opening, and dropping in. And if you find yourself up in your head, which is completely normal, you can use your breath and remembrance to take yourself back inside. Keep going. Open, open, soften, receive. Keep remembering. Okay, you're doing great. So let's see if we can apply our teaching here. Is there a message that you want to communicate to another person, to a group, in the form of a one-on-one conversation, or direction, a strategy maybe, or just a heartfelt message of importance to you that will be beneficial for your audience? you can use anything. It could be just a conversation with your significant other. And maybe you just want to let them know you love them. That'd be an opportunity enough. Or maybe it's something bigger than that. Maybe there's a team at work that you want to share something important with. Or maybe there's a client or customer that you want to share with. Whatever it is, maybe it's a social group. You really want to share from your heart. So you decide. Doesn't have to be a big deal. This is an experiment. All right, so let remembrance show you the essence of what you want to communicate, the most meaningful idea, or the most meaningful message, the essence of it, the core of it, the main point that you wish them to receive and walk away with. Stay in remembrance. Just see what comes in. We'll go for about another 5 minutes, give you time to really tune in and really absorb and embody the essence of your message you want to transmit. And if you have a piece of paper and a pencil, or pen nearby, as you're receiving information from your heart, feels true, write it down. If you're not sure, maybe you've got two or three ideas going around, then tune into the heart of the audience that you want to share this with. And you do this by just extending your own heart to this group heart. And you will find that there's a need that they have that will be in alignment with what you want to share, and that'll help you discern the most important core part of your message. And this may not happen in the 5 minutes we have left on this call, but the process works. So you can keep going after, if it's flowing for you, or you can return to this using this process later to get down to what's the most important. That you wish them to take away from your transmission. Keep going. Keep remembering. Keep listening. keep opening. I'm still here. Keep going. About another minute. Okay, so that's all the time we have for today. But you can use this process with remembrance to transmit those most important, meaningful things for you to the hearts of the people you wish to receive it, in alignment with what they need by just tuning in like we just did. And trusting what you get. You can write notes and you'll your heart will tell you if it's on or not, and if it's not quite there, just keep going and it'll clarify. So try an experiment, maybe just with a one-on-one conversation, but this is how you can prepare and transmit your message in a powerful, meaningful way that actually lands, that connects with your audience. So love to hear your experience later when you've tried it out. All right, have a great day, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.